How many of us here this morning was born B.C.?
我哋当中有几个人咧，系喺 B.C. 之前出世嘅咧
？By B.C. I do not mean before Christ, but before cellular phone.
佢讲嘅 B.C. 咧就唔系话系主前，而系讲到话系喺一个手提电话之前啊。
Since the first cell phone was invented in 1973 by Martin Cooper, it has been evolved so much.
在第一个的手提电话在1973年发明之后呢，就现在已经有 很大的改进了。
Yes, most of us born BC, but many of our children were born AC and after cell phones.
就是我们大部分人都是在这个手提电话之前的出世的，但我们的儿女呢就是在这个手提电话之后出世的。
And now we all agree that we are on our phones all the time.
但我们都可以承认就是我们成日都是望着手机的。
A recent statistic showed that almost everybody, exactly 94% of Americans have cell phones.
最近有一个统计就讲到话，差不多每个人有94%的美国人都是有这个手机的。
This means that more than 9 out of 10 people have a cell phone on them, always ready to connect and communicate.
咁即系话咧，系超过喺十个人之中超过有9个人就已经有一个手机嘅，咁就话佢哋随时都可以准备同人哋去联系啊，同人哋去通讯。
Yes, the mobile phones now become our best friend.
很多时候我们的手机呢，现在就成为我们最好的朋友了。
A study shows that we have them with us for about 16 hours a day.
还有一个研究呢，就讲到说，很多人呢，都有用16个小时来去用这个手机。
If there's a way to connect someone anytime, anywhere, cell phone is still the way to go.
如果你说要，有什么可以令到我们随时能够去同人哋联系咧，就系呢个手机啦。
But can you believe that on average it is reported that we check them 150 times per day？
但你相唔相信咧？有一个嘅统计就讲到话，平均嚟讲咧，我哋每日要睇呢个嘅手机咧，检查呢个手机咧系150次啊。
It says 68% of us have them next to us while we sleep。
還有呢，差不多是68%的人呢，我們在睡覺的時候呢，手機就在我們旁邊的。
Can you imagine that US customers actually spend about 4 hours and 15 minutes on our mobile phones every day?
而你也可不可以想像呢，就是我們美國的消費者呢，差不多用每天用4小時15分鐘的時間呢，就是用在手機上的。
It certainly changed the way we do business, the way we get our education,the way we socialize.
咁样当然咧，呢一个情况咧就会令到我哋做生意嗰方面都有唔同嘅方法，或者我哋接受教育啊，或我哋同人哋交际啊，嗰啲方法都系有唔同啦。
The world has never been so closely connected, and there has never been this much immediately accessible information as there is with our so-called new online universe.
所以呢个世界咧就好似，從未有試過咁緊密嘅時時聯繫住嘅，或者都未曾試過有咁即時嘅可以攞到一啲嘅資料。咁呢個咧都係歸根於我哋呢個所謂嘅新嘅網上嘅宇宙。
Each cell phone has almost the equivalent of having Library of Congress in our hands。
就每一個嘅手機咧，就差唔多等同我哋揸住一個國會嘅圖書館嗰啲嘅資料咁多。
But in the other hand, all that easily accessed information has also led us to a new kind of crime.
但另外一方面呢，即係呢啲咁容易得到嘅資料呢，亦都帶我哋去到一種新嘅呢個犯罪嘅活動。
We call identity theft.
呢啲呢就叫做身份嘅盜用。
With just a few bits of our personal information, an online burglar can electronically hijack our identity and drain our bank account,take out huge loans and run some mountains of credit card debt.
就只要佢哋係攞到我哋一啲少少嘅個人資料咧，呢啲喺網上嘅小偷咧就可以喺電子上嚟去劫持咗我哋嗰個嘅身份，或者會抽空咗我哋銀行嗰個嘅户口，攞走咗好大筆嘅巨款， 甚至令到我哋嗰个嘅信用卡有负好大嘅债。
Once your identity is stolen, your name is no longer your own, and your name is in mud.
咁只要咧，我哋呢个身份咧系被盗用咗嘅时候咧，我哋嘅名就已经唔再系我哋噶啦，我哋个名咧就好似已经系消失咗咁样。
As a result, the internet identity security business became one of the fastest growing businesses.
所以咧，結果就係話呢啲嘅網上身份嘅安全嘅生意咧，就係喺最近嚟講咧，係一個最蓬勃嘅成長得最快嘅一個嘅生意嚟嘅。
There are so many companies out there promise to keep your identity safe from electronic thieves and to be a watchdog for all your personal information.
有很多的公司呢他就在这里答应呢是会帮我们那个的身份能够是防止是被那些在电子的小偷去偷盗或者去要看守住我们那些个人的资料。
For a price, they will keep you constant eye out for any suspicious activity.
我们要付上一些的代价呢然后他就会时时的去留意住我们那个的电子的活动看有没有一些可疑的活动在
这里。Of course, that is, as long as your identity is defined by what and how much you have.
当然呢这个呢就是说只要我们那个的身份呢是定义于是说我们拥有什么或者拥有多少的东西。
But we know that our personal identity is more than a financial history.
但我哋知道我哋嗰個個人嘅身份咧，係唔單止係一個嘅財政嗰個嘅歷史。
Who we are in is more than a paper trail of the purchases and the payrolls。
我哋係邊一個咧？係唔單止係指導係我哋買咗啲乜嘢，或者我哋要付啲咩嘅帳
？I mean, identity thieves may be able to steal our economic life, but our true identity, which we are called by God from this world and not.Of the world is beyond their reach.
就我意思咧，就或者呢啲嘅盜用身份嗰啲嘅小偷咧，佢可以偷走咗我哋一個經濟上嗰個一部分。咁但係咧，對於我哋嘅真正嗰個嘅身份，就係一個係上帝喺呢一個嘅世上去呼召我哋嘅，叫我哋係唔係係屬於呢個嘅世界嘅。呢個咧，呢一方面咧，佢嗰啲小偷係完全兜唔到嘅。
In this sense, we should ask ourselves again, how do you define your identity as a Christian or a believer or a follower of Jesus?
咁喺呢个情况之下咧，我哋就应该去问下我哋自己啦。我哋点样去定义我哋作为基督徒嘅身份咧？我哋作为一个嘅耶稣嘅信徒或者一个嘅跟随者咧
？A Pew Research Center survey in 2017 find that 1/3 of Americans say.They do not believe in the God of the Bible.
喺有一個嘅研究中心喺2017年嘅時候咧，佢哋嗰個報告咧就發覺就係話有三分之一嘅美國人咧，佢就話佢唔相信喺聖經入邊所講嗰個嘅上帝嘅。
But that they do not believe there is some other higher power or spiritual force in the universe.
但咧，佢哋會相信咧，係喺一個嘅宇宙當中咧，有一啲更高嘅力量，或者有啲嘅靈嘅力量。
Only 56% of them say they believe in God as described in the Bible, while the others, 1 in 10, do not believe in any higher power or spiritual force.
咁啊，只有咧係56%個人咧係佢哋相信係聖經入邊所描畫嗰個嘅上帝。而其余嗰啲咧，就10%之中有一个咧，就系唔相信系有任何嘅一啲嘅更高嘅能力或者一啲嘅属灵嘅一啲嘅力量。
Analyzing this trend, the report suggests that Christianity is continuously suffering from an identity crisis.
咁当去分析呢一个嘅潮流嘅时候咧，嗰、那個嘅報告咧就講到就話基督教咧實在而家就喺度有一個嘅身份嗰個嘅危機嘅問題出現啦。
Whenever hearing this kind of analysis, however, I always want to ask them, do they really know what it means to believe in God or a supernatural being?
就當我有好多時睇見呢啲嘅分析嘅時候咧，我都會去想去問佢哋。 就他們明唔明咩為之真正嘅係去相信上帝咧，或者乜嘢為之一個嘅超自然嘅一個嘅生物咧？
In the same time, I want to ask to us Christians, do we have a clear identity as Christians?
但同樣咧，我又亦都係想問我哋基督徒，我哋知唔知道，或者我哋有冇一個好清晰嘅認知，我哋作為基督徒嗰個真正嘅身份係乜嘢咧？
At the very core of your being, who do you think you really are?
在我们最基本入边嚟去思想嘅时候，我哋知唔知道我哋真系系一个咩嘅人咧？
You know that facing these digital times, even corporations and institutions are trying to reinvent themselves around who we are, away from what we sell or what we offer.
你知唔知咧？就係而家我哋面對住一個數碼嘅時代咧，就甚至好多嘅公司、好多嘅機構咧，佢哋都會係去嘗試係圍繞住就係話，我哋係屬於啲咩人咧？我哋啲係咩人咧？嚟去重新定位嘅，而唔係話去佢哋係買啲乜嘢啊？佢哋係有啲咩可以供應啊？咁樣嘅。
Therefore, Christians also should never forget toReflect often continuously, even among all those excuses and other things to blame, how we ought to live as a genuine disciple of Jesus.
So, we as Christians, we should really don't forget to reflect on who we are. We are who we are, and can we really be honest好真誠咁樣嘅去時時係活著作為耶穌嗰個嘅門徒咧。
In today's gospel lesson, we meet Jesus gives his followers a new identity, an identity as his disciples.
喺今日嘅一個福音嘅經文嗰度咧，就係我哋就睇到耶穌咧，佢就對佢嗰啲嘅跟隨者，俾佢哋一個新嘅身份，佢哋一個嘅身份咧，就係作為耶稣的门徒。
But despite all he has revealed about the kingdom of God, despite the shocking passion predictions he had revealed, his closest and chosen disciples still don't seem to get it.
但儘管耶穌講咗好多關於天國嘅事，或者係講到關於佢要將來要死嘅事情咧，但佢嗰班最親密佢所揀選嗰班嘅門徒咧，仍然都係唔明白佢嘅。
Some of you might shake your head and call these guys clueless disciples instead of calling them disciples.
或者好多時咧，我哋會望住佢哋就搖搖頭啦，就覺得哇，依班真係一無所知嘅所謂門徒，而唔係真係叫佢哋做門徒。
But even after 2,000 years, it is never easy to grasp the idea what our identity as followers of Jesus might entail.
但係喺2000年之後咧，就係到今日嚟講，我哋仍然都會係覺得唔係咁容易嘅去拿捏到咩為之係耶穌基督嗰個嘅門徒或者跟隨者嗰個嘅身份所包含嘅嘢。
After all, before the final trip to Jerusalem, before the crowd turned and the crowd, before conviction and cross, being a disciple of the Lord Jesus must be.Amazing journey.
咁但系咧，就喺去耶路撒冷最後依一程嘅之前咧，或者係喺嗰啲群眾聚集之前，或者係喺嗰個嘅雞蹄之前，喺耶穌被定罪喺十字架之前咧，門徒一路跟住耶穌依一個嘅旅程咧，都係算係一個好奇異嘅旅程嚟嘅。
When Jesus was traveling through Jerusalem.Being one of his disciples should be a special status because those who were associated with Jesus' entourage, those who he called his disciples, were part of the inner circle of the powerful ministry that was gathering enthusiastic followers from everywhere.
Because when Jesus was in Jerusalem, he was walking around the world, as a disciple of Jesus, they may have a very special position.覺得佢可以同耶穌一齊啊，能夠係被稱為佢嘅門徒啊，佢係耶穌嗰個好有能力嗰個嘅事工嘅一個一班嘅內圈子嘅人。咁就同埋耶穌當時咧，亦都係可以招聚到好多好有熱情嘅跟隨者， 咁對佢哋嚟講，可能佢係好係一個好好嘅一個好興奮嘅一個時候。
No wonder Jesus' 12 specially chosen companions began to think themselves as being especially chosen for greatness.
唔怪得知咧，當時耶穌嗰十二個門徒咧就會覺得佢被選擇去成為一個嘅耶穌嗰個嘅跟隨者咧，佢就會開始去諗佢係被選擇去成為一個偉大嘅人。
In fact, many great things were happening everywhere Jesus went.
咁而事實上咧，就係當耶穌去到唔同嘅地方嘅時候咧，都有好多好偉大嘅事情發生嘅喎。
The great speeches.
有耶穌一啲好偉大嘅言論啦。
Amazing healings.
有啲好奇異嘅醫治啦。
So many crowds and fans.
有好多嘅群眾，有好多嘅擁護者啦。
If Jesus was so great and powerful, how about the chosen follower?
咁如果耶穌係一個咁有咁偉大、咁有能力嘅時候，咁佢嗰啲跟隨者呢
？Surely, at least some of the disciples must be destined to sit at the right and left hand of Jesus when he comes into full glory and he publicly claims his messianic identity.
咁佢哋覺得咧話就當耶穌去到去完全嘅榮耀嘅時候，或者去公開去。承認佢嗰個嘅尼賽亞嗰個身份嘅時候咧，咁佢班門徒就應該可以坐喺耶穌嘅左邊或者右邊啦。
So James and John thought that the path of discipleship, the faithful following of Jesus, would naturally lead them to the celebrated, privileged head table, to places of honor and rightful recognition in this world.
咁啊，雅各同彼得咧，雅各同約翰咧就係咁樣諗啦，佢就。想住佢呢個嘅門徒嗰個嘅路徑咧，係可以去作為耶穌嗰個忠心嘅跟隨者咧，佢最後會係帶到佢去嗰個滿有權利、滿有嗰個耶穌嗰個嘅最高嗰個嘅職位嗰度，有好好嘅榮譽，亦都係能夠係俾人哋去認知嘅呢一個嘅地位嗰度。
They were so confident so that they even tried to force Jesus to promise that he will save those places of honor at the table for them.
他們甚至呢很有信心的就也都是想強迫耶穌呢去答應他們留這些這麼有榮譽的地位留給他們。
But Jesus' response was surprisingly delicate at first.
但耶穌的回應在開始的時候呢就是比較奇怪嘅係比較温柔啲嘅。
He sounds not an outright rebuke, but a gentle chiding.
就唔係話好直接嘅一個嘅斥責，而係一個好温柔嘅喺度指責佢。
He responded that the brothers do not understand for what they are asking.
咁佢就話就回應嘅時候咧，就指出即係一對嘅兄弟咧，好似唔係好明佢自己想問啲乜嘢。
What the package deal in discipleship entails?
就係一個門徒。所包含嘅嘢係啲乜嘢
？Jesus clearly rejects James and John's seating chart。
耶穌咧好明顯嘅係拒絕咗佢哋嗰所安排嗰個嘅座位嘅設計。
Headship is not the true identity of discipleship, he said。
依個咧就唔係一個門徒嗰個真正嗰個嘅身份嚟嘅。
The way of the world, the world of the head honchos at the head table, was not the way of discipleship。
在世上那個的方法就是說那個做頭那個要坐在那個桌的首位這些方法就不是門徒那個的方法來的
The world may judge greatness by who's on top or who's on first but Jesus says to those who follow Jesus in some of the most powerful world scriptures it's not so with you
就是世界可能是判斷什麼為之偉大咧，就係話睇邊個能夠喺上頭咯，或者邊個係喺首位啦。但耶穌就對佢哋講，對於跟隨佢嘅人嚟講咧，就唔係用依個方法嘅。咁當時咧，佢係用咗一個好有力喺聖經入邊一個好有力嘅説話咧，就係講到喺你哋中間不是這樣。
This not so with you directive is also not to some future-oriented age of perfection。
一個話。在你们中间不是这样，这个也不是指导，只是说讲到将来那个的完全的时候。
It is called to the missional order his disciples here and now must embrace.
这个呢就是对门徒 嗰個有使命嗰個嘅命令嗰個嘅呼召係講到係佢哋而家喺依個時刻佢所要擁有嘅。
Even more ridiculously, Jesus goes on to assert that whoever seeks to be first, as did James and John, must become a slave. That is, assumes a position even lower than that of the servant.
咁而且咧，我哋會覺得哇，更加可笑嘅咧，耶穌甚至去講到咧，就話如果你係要做先嘅、做大嘅咧，就必要做你哋嘅用人。喺你哋中間，誰為首嘅咧，就必要作眾人嘅仆人。咁係神，佢係一個嘅奴仆嗰個身份，係比用人仲低嘅一個身份。
Only by embracing the very lowest, least esteemed position, can Jesus' disciples hope to be elevated in the kingdom.
只有咧，系我哋能够系拥抱一个嘅最低嘅位置，甚至系一个系最唔被人睇起嘅一个嘅位置咧。耶稣嘅门徒咧，先能够系有一个嘅希望，就系喺国度嗰度，佢能够系被提升。
He declared that disciples are great by becoming servant.
咁佢亦都系讲到咧，就系嗰啲门徒可以伟大，就系当佢能够系作为一个嘅用人嘅时候。
The first in the lineup of Jesus' disciples is the one at the bottom of the heap, the slave of all.
而佢係喺作為首嗰啲咧，喺嚟講咧，係喺耶穌嘅門徒嚟講咧，佢係即係最低層嗰啲嘅，甚至係一啲嘅奴仆。
Yes, if you are my disciples, you'd better be ready to serve, not to be served. Now and here, rather than later or when the time comes.
是的，所以如果他是要做耶稣的门徒的时候呢，他就应该是准备好去服侍，而不是去被服侍，是现在在这个时刻，而不是说到说将来迟些的时候。
But we know our problem.
但我们都明白我们自己的问题的。
Everybody wants to be somebody.
就我们每个人都是希望成为一些重要的人物。
Since the dawn of history, human beings have been trying to move up the scale of importance.
就喺呢個嘅一路嚟嘅歷史咧，都係講到人類係不斷嘅想喺一啲重要嘅位置嗰度向上爬。
The clincher used by the serpent to tempt Adam and Eve was, "When you eat the tree of good and evil, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil."
甚至是蛇對亞當和Eve那個女人那個的欺騙他們的時候，他都是用這個方法的，就是說你們不一定死的，因為神知道你們吃的日子眼睛就明亮了， 你們就好像神一樣知道善惡。
And he now says that ever since then we have been tempted to replace love with power.
羅雲咧，神父咧就曾經去講過，就好多時我哋嘅問題咧，就係我哋係用權力嚟去代替愛。
The long, painful history of the church is the history of the people ever and again tempted to choose power over love, control over cross, being a leader over being led.
而我哋喺教會入邊一個好長嘅一啲嘅痛苦嘅歷史咧，都係講到人咧好多時係嘗試嘅，或者去被引誘咧係。去選擇權力過於愛，去選擇去控制人哋而唔係十字架，去選擇去作為一個嘅領袖而唔係去被引導。
We can see the same theme running through the Bible, through our human histories and through our simple mind.
就我哋係從聖經入邊嚟睇，甚至我哋嘅人類嘅歷史嚟睇，我哋依個嘅我哋依個嘅罪惡嘅。思想的意念来看，都是看到一个同一个主题。
But here Jesus clarified that discipleship identity is not defined by success or status or by wealth or power.
但耶稣在这里很清楚地去讲明了，就是门徒的身份就不是由他那个的成功或者他那个的地位来去作一个的定义的。
True discipleship is found in Christ.In following Jesus, not just on the miraculous ministry before Jerusalem, but in following Jesus all the way to the cross.
真正的門徒呢，是可以在基督裡面那裡找到的，就是要跟隨耶穌，不單止是在他那個滿有神蹟那個的事工那個方面， 甚至是要跟随耶稣一路直至到去到个十字架的面前。
It is so true that discipleship is truly less about who we are than whose we are and whom you serve.
就是真正的门徒呢，不是讲那么多去讲到我们是哪一个，而是更多的是去讲到我们是属于哪一个，我们是向哪一个来去服侍。
So as Jesus' disciples, we should never forget that we ought to live according to different roles and relationships than that's the world.
所以作为耶稣的门徒，我们一定不可以忘记的一件事，就是我们生活在世上不是跟随了世界上那个的规则和那个的关系的。
You may know that there is a tradition of having keys to pass through the pearly gate.
或者你有聽過一些傳統的講法，就是講到我們上到天堂那個的珍珠門的時候，會有一個測試的。
Often Saint Peter appears as a supervisor of the test, but in serious versions, it is Jesus who actually asks questions.
很多時都是講到聖彼得會是去給一個的測試的，但有些嚴肅一些的版本就講到是耶穌去給一個的測試的。
Anyway, here is one of So just the clip sheet for the pearly gate quiz.
咁但無論如何咧，喺呢度咧，我提議一啲嘅出貓紙咧，俾大家去回答喺珍珠門嗰度嘅一啲嘅測試。
He says there are three potential questions.
咁佢就講到咧，當時可能會有三個嘅問題嘅。
And each one asks about our identity.
每一個咧都係會問到我哋嘅身份。
You'd better prepare yourself earlier than others who never thought about it.
咁所以咧，你最好就早啲去準備自己，俾嗰啲完全冇諗過嘅人早啲去準備自己。
The question number one.
第一個問題咧。
Show me your hand.
就係你俾我睇下你嘅手。
Are they dirty and wet?
佢哋係咪污糟同埋濕嘅咧
？Or do you keep your hands clean?
或者你係維持你嘅手係好乾淨嘅？
If your hands are too clean, the gate refuses to open.
如果你的手太乾淨咧，嗰對門係唔會為你開嘅。
You may know the incarnation means God came down.
你可能會知道就係道成肉身咧，就係講到上帝落到嚟世間。
But how far down?
但有幾低咧？落到嚟有幾多咧
？Yes, all the way down, even to the point where Jesus washed his disciples' feet, but feet is the part of the body.
佢係落到嚟降低個身份，去到就係佢洗門徒嘅腳，係我哋身體最污糟嗰個部分。
You cannot wash anyone's feet without getting your hand dirty and wet。
就係我哋如果要洗人哋嘅腳嘅時候咧，我哋唔可以叫我哋嘅手係唔污糟同埋唔濕嘅。
Jesus showed that the holiness is not keeping your hand clean, but getting your hand dirty and wet in serving those Jesus loves.
咁耶穌咧就係講到就，如果我哋係話要聖潔咧，就唔係話要令到我哋嘅手好乾淨，乃係咧就係叫我哋係嘅手係污糟同埋濕嘅，因為我哋要去服侍耶穌所愛嘅人。
Yes, your dirty hands can be a mark that you have a clean heart.
就我哋一對污糟嘅手咧，可能成為我哋有一個清潔嘅心嘅一個標誌。
The question number two.
第二個問題咧。
Show me your scars.
就係你俾我睇下你一啲嘅傷痕。
Do you have any battle scars from our missional life in this world?
你有冇喺你一個嘅滿有使命嘅生命當中咧，係留下一啲嘅爭戰嘅傷痕咧
？And tell me your scar stories.
話俾我聽你嗰啲傷痕嘅故事。
It will tell how faithful you have been in this world.
依個咧就會俾我知道你喺一個世上嘅活嘅時候係有幾咁嘅忠心。
A Canadian composer Leonard Cohen once said, "Children show scars like medals. Lovers use them as a secret to reveal. A scar is what happens when the world is made fresh."
有一個加拿大嘅作曲家咧，佢曾經咁樣講話：小朋友咧，去顯露佢嗰個嘅傷痕咧，就好似一個勳章咁樣。而一啲愛人咧，就用一啲嘅傷痕咧，就作為一個秘密嘅披露。咁實在一個嘅傷痕咧，就係當道成肉身嘅時候就發生啦。
Now, do you have any scar? Jesus can be proud of you.
嗱，咁你而家有冇一啲嘅傷痕？耶穌係會為你驕傲嘅咧。
And question number three.
第三個問題。
Show me your friends and neighbors.
俾我睇下你嘅朋友同你嘅鄰居。
Are all of them just like you?
他們是不是跟你一樣的?
Or they don't like you, look like you, don't think like you, don't worship like you, and don't sit where you sit at the table?
或者他們是不跟你一樣的, 他的思想都不跟你一樣的, 他不是跟你一樣這樣去敬拜的, 甚至他們不是跟你坐在同一張桌子那裡的。
There will be a good indication how faithfully you have lived your life as a disciple with all the resources God has provided to you.
这些呢就是一个很好的显示，就是说你在世上活的时候，你有几个的忠心，几个的去用到上帝所给你的资源。
Are you able to drink the cup?
你可不可以喝我的杯呢？
Are you able to baptize with the Jesus baptism?
你可不可以好像耶稣这样的受洗呢？
Are we able to let go of ourselves and our preoccupation with trying to stay in control?
你可不可以放低你自己，或者放低你一路所拥有的，去尝试去自己去控制一切呢？
Ever since Genesis chapter 3, every human being resisted to drink the cup, to be baptized with the baptism, and to make such self-sacrifice.
就在创世纪第三章之后呢，就每一个的人类每一个呢都是拒绝去饮耶稣的杯，拒绝的去受洗，好像耶稣这样，甚至是不拒绝的 去牺牲。
Of course, there is one exception.
但当然呢，在当中有一个的例外。
Who said, I came not to be served, but to serve, and give my life as a ransom for many.
他是这样说的，他说，我来是不是要受人那个的服侍，乃是要去服侍人，并且要舍命作多人的赎价。
He lived his life as a servant.
他在他世上活的生命呢，就是作为一个仆人的生命。
He gave his life away for the service of others.
他为了服侍其余的人，去舍弃了他的生命。
Why me, not others?
为什么是我？为什么不是人家啊？
Why do I have to sacrifice?
为什么是我要去服侍，去牺牲啊？
What's in it for me?
对我有什么好啊？
There are still lingering questions whenever we are asked to serve or sacrifice.
这些问题呢，就很多时候我们都会是，当我们要求 去服侍的时候，或者去牺牲的时候，我们都会问的一些问题。
But we also hear what Jesus says.
但我们也都听到耶稣对我们讲的说话。
It is not so with you.
在你们中间不是这样。
It's the very words haunt and hound us down through the centuries, isn't it?
就一句的问题不断的是在这么久来讲的，都是对我们 去对我们的说话来的。
Yes, Lord, we are called to be yours alone, be different from those who belong to the world.
是的，主，我们是你所呼召的，是叫我们是跟世界的是不同的。
We know who you are and how we ought to live.
我们知道你是哪一位，我们也都知道我们应该怎样去生活。
Don't we have this strange sense of confidence that the Holy Spirit provides?
神，你会不会有一个圣灵所给你一个很稳定的一个的回答呢？
Jesus asks us to be his discernible disciples, dare to trust his unfailing love.
神耶稣呢，是叫我们就是要作为一个可以被分别出来的门徒，是愿意的去相信他这个不变的慈爱。
May God bless you so that you can announce that Jesus was not mistaken by showing you belong to Him and that you are so different from those who are still not out of this world.
愿上帝去祝福你，好叫呢你能够是很清楚的去宣讲，就是耶稣没有错误地的去说呢你是属于祂的，因为你是跟世界是不同的。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.